Nolte, CBS News Ratings Sink Under Chief Barry Weiss. By John Nolte on April 29, 2026. The CBS Evening News just broke a record, the worst ratings this century. Meanwhile, CBS Mornings posted its worst ever ratings. This is not good news for CBS News Editor-in-Chief Barry Weiss. It was her decision to install someone named Tony Dukable in the CBS News anchor chair. She also, for whatever ludicrous reason, decided to hold on to astronaut Gayle King as the primary host of CBS Mornings. CBS Evening News ratings have hit a new low just 1 month after suffering its worst viewing figures in a century. Sick, while Gayle King's morning show is also struggling, reports the Daily Mail. Last week, Tony Dukable's evening show recorded the lowest engagement statistics since he took over the broadcast, averaging just 3.7 million views per night. For 12 weeks in a row, the CBS Evening News attracted fewer than 600,000 viewers in the 25 to 54 age demographic, the all-important number that sets advertising rates. Currently, throughout the year, the CBS Evening News averages just 4.3 million nightly viewers, down 7% compared to last year, and 467,000 demo viewers. By comparison, ABC's nightly newscast draws 8.7 million total viewers and 1.1 million demo viewers. As for Gayle King and CBS Mornings, the Daily Mail reports that this month has been the lowest rated April on record for both total audience figures, at less than 1.8 million total viewers and under 300,000 in the 25 to 54 demographic. By comparison, the morning shows over at NBC and ABC average around 3 million total viewers. Given CBS Sports is seeing record highs, there's no question the ratings problem at CBS is entirely Barry's making. One person, identified only as an industry insider, told the Daily Mail. Here is the mistake Barry Weiss made. You'd think that someone who herself had been blacklisted and canceled by Democrats and the corporate media would better understand her enemy, especially if she's about to be handed the keys to CBS News, but she doesn't. In this media environment, you must be either fish or fowl. You cannot try to be both, which is what she's stupidly attempting. What I mean is this. Every once in a while, Weiss throws conservatives a bone by daring to report on a story honestly. The rest of the time, I'd say about 96% of the time, CBS feeds us the same old leftist shit, like Sunday's disgraceful interview with President Trump on 60 Minutes. The result? Weiss is losing left-wing viewers because the left demands 100% fealty. You cannot give Democrats 96% of what they want. They demand 100% or they boycott you. At the same time, those of us on the right know CBS is still leftist lies, leftist narratives, and leftist garbage 96% of the time. So why should we subject ourselves to that when we have access to the truth in plenty of other places? Maybe in 2008, that 4% would have been enough to attract us. At least it was something. But not in 2026. Pick a side, Barry. Either sell the remaining 4% of your soul to the left or start reporting the truth. Your current approach alienates everyone.